Hello, it's Starboy-ish. Welcome to my first, well, I would say my second podcast. My first podcast was on my weekly six, and that was a video format, but hopefully the audios would be coming out soon. And that was with my very good friend Kayla, and that was on her podcast, so that was really fun to film. But this is more different because I'm now by myself, and we are going to be talking and looking through our week this week. So this is week seven, and we're going to start off with reflection. Before I start, I hope everyone is doing okay and everyone is slaying as they should, because when you slay, sprinkles enter your life. Period. Anyways, let's start off with reflection. So how is your current process processing? So I would say this week our process is really becoming more defined. We are starting to look at our material and our pieces for our scenes and monologues for our showcase, and we got the chance to perform them again and do some tweaking, allowing the directors Carly and Sky to look over our work and give us some feedback on what we need to do and tweak. And then after we had the time to just, you know, work on our materials separately and independently, with our scene partners or just by ourselves, and that was really good. I was with Michael and we were working with our scene. I have mentioned before, but if you guys have forgotten, me and Michael are doing a scene from Sweeney Todd, and we are playing the character Pirelli. We're both playing Pirellis, and Carly gave us the idea, and Sky, to do like a Pirelli off. So instead of us just switching the scenes and like just, how do I explain it? Like just going back and forth seeing each other's lines, we basically have a Pirelli off where we're actually battling with each other instead of us just being, us just standing there and, you know, saying each other's line. It, you know, it just would be boring. And when they first told us that, I was really intrigued. I was like, this is going to be comedic, because the other people's scenes, they're very, how do I say it? They are very gloomy, eerie, and Sweeney Todd brings. So having that comedic part in the showcase just would really umph a lot of the audience members. So I'm really excited for our scene, and we were just doing loads of devising, loads of learning lines and stuff, and being able to just like graft our work, and also taking on what our directors were telling us, you know, the tailors before, that we need to let Pirelli be a normal character but also a showman, but don't take it on the level of like a Christmas show energy. For example, like my character Miss Corey, I was leaning into the Miss Corey Christmas energy for Pirelli, but I've done loads of like research with the character Pirelli and watching videos on how he is as a showman, and that was really interesting to see. What went well? Oh my gosh, what went well? On Friday, we had like mini auditions, and we were looking at material to sing for our characters, and it could be any song that relates to our character. And I did Bad Romance. Oh, I said romance. Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. I did that for Pirelli, as Pirelli. And it was so fun. I was so scared at first because I looked at it as playing it as a comedic character. I mean, not a comedic character, I wanted to play it as like a comedic scene, but I just didn't want to see that. I feel like from watching other people's music and all, which was really fantastic, I wanted to go to that level of being comedic, but also ground myself. I don't want to push myself into this pathway of always corpsing and always not taking stuff seriously. I was like, you know what, Ish, ground yourself. And I remember going up and just showing myself, just standing high on ground and be like, I am Pirelli, I am Adolfo Pirelli. I didn't say that out loud, but in my mind. And I remember, quarrying about romance. I remember, and I was going above and beyond with my vocal range that I've never really explored. And I remember a lot of people in the audience were laughing in a good way. They found my scene comedic and so intriguing, and I was so proud of myself for stepping up and being able to showcase who Pirelli really is in my eyes. And Laura told me to learn Adolfo Pirelli's song intro. The one that I was just singing before. I am Adolfo Pirelli, the king of the Barbados, the Barbados king, and the daughter of a good day. I blow you a kiss. Yeah, so I learned that. I had time to learn it, and then when we came back after lunch, I performed it, and it just felt so fun. It felt so real. It felt so intriguing, and I feel like for the first time with the whole Sweeney Todd stuff that we do, this was the first time I was really having fun with the character that I've picked. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just feeling so empowered by the character and understanding that this guy's a showman. He's going to perform and slay the day. He is going to let people know that, listen, I am Adolfo Pirelli, the king of the Barbados, the Barbados of the kings, and I'm going to show these people that I am. So that was really interesting to do. I really, really enjoyed it. Honestly, that day was really fun. We also, I want to remember what else we did. We also finished the prologue song, the intro of the Sweeney Todd, and that was also fun as well. That went well, honestly. Just being able to have the whole ensemble just sing and like the whole atmosphere was just so real and energetic. How are you developing as an individual? I would say I am slowly opening my eyes and understanding what I really want for myself. And I feel like there's some stuff that I've done this week that I really let myself down on. Which, you know, I feel guilty for, but I don't want to, you know, focus on that too much, because that can create my downfall, God forbid. And I really want to show to myself and show to the directors and the other actors that I really, I'm here for a reason. And I don't want to leave Miskin on a bad note. I want to leave Miskin on a good note that at least I've put in so much effort. So let's just see what happens next. So yeah. But anyways, let's move on to problem solving. I can't believe this is like 10 minutes already. Crazy. So problem solving. What problems have come up this week? What impact has it had on the process, and how have you contributed to solving them? Well, problem solving this week, let me think. I feel like for problem solving, it's one of the hardest things to think about, because there's some things that I wouldn't really think are problem solving, but they are. But I feel like problem solving this week would be on Friday. Even though I did say it was like a good day, especially in the beginning, I feel like the beginning when we were learning the songs, it was kind of I just felt a bit iffy about it, only because I didn't understand the songs properly. And everyone else in my company, especially in the groups that we were in, for vocal range, like the tenors, the bass, the list goes on. I wasn't really with the guys. I was more behind with, you know, knowing the song. They even knew the full song that we'd even get up to. And I just kind of felt a bit alone and embarrassed that I was the only one that didn't know it like that. There were probably other people, but by the looks of it, I just saw a lot of people really, you know, saying everything and just having fun, you know what I mean? And, you know, at the end of the day, I just have to work more harder. And I'm not saying I don't work hard, but just being able to have time and look at the songs, I feel like it would really allow me to feel more excited and more motivation for the showcase. And even if I'm on Sweeney as well, that would help. But how I resolved this was I basically got my script and I was looking over the song lyrics, and I was testing myself to see if I can go through these lines quickly and see if I can learn them without looking at them while we went through the songs over and over again. And the more I kept on doing that, the more I realized that, wow, it's like, you don't need to put yourself down just because you don't know the full song. You can learn it. You can be like them. And that was like a cute little life lesson, a cute little hack that I found out on that day. And I was just like, well, Starboy-ish saves another day of problem solving. But yeah, and that also allowed me, when I went home, I had motivation to just really go and look at songs. I was looking more into the Pirelli song. I just loved it. And I just want to sing it right now. Ah, your mother for Pirelli, the king of the barbers of kings. And Bajor on a good day, I blow you a kiss. Mwah. Yeah, I was really looking at the song. I was even looking at, what's it called, Joanna's song. I was looking at Arms, all these songs, just they had like these like good vocal ranges, and I remember just like going up and down with my vocals, trying runs with these and adding pop culture, pop vocal slams to the Sweeney Todd's soundtrack. But yeah, that was my problem solving. Research this week, oh my gosh, I have done loads of research. So I done research on Let me just check. I have done research on blocking and staging for a director, actor showcase, red string theory, and serial killers in London. I'll be very quick with these because they are long, but with blocking and staging for a director, I wanted to do this research because we had a workshop that we did with Carly, and she directed, she gave us like a masterclass on how to direct, and it was really interesting because she wanted us to step out of the actor's mode and go into the director's mode and just really have that freedom, that creative freedom to just create what we want with like the staging and also, you know, the acting. And the main reason why she did this as well was because with our showcase, not only are be the actors, but we're also the director as well. So being able to just have that freedom to create what we want really allowed me to really think differently and try to imagine so much stuff that I could possibly put in my scene and discuss with Michael. But yeah, I really, in this research, I really looked at what a director is, how a director works. I learned so many like cool, interesting facts about directors. One thing that surprised me is the fact that, like, until this day, I still really don't like care. But once the director done its job, once they do their job, they won't be coming to the premiere, or they won't be going, or they probably will go to the premiere, but then they're going on their next job. But they are definitely going to their next job. That's one thing that I found weird, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're not gonna like watch like all the time, like the paid work, like the amount of effort that you just put into your work. But no, they're off, they're doing another work. So I'm just like, that is crazy. And it's cool. So yeah, and I really spoke about my experience with directing Lucy, because we got the chance to pair up with actors that we never really worked with, and I wanted to work with Lucy because we are good outside of the rehearsal room, but when we're inside the rehearsal room, we've never really worked together. So I just got her, and we really worked on a scene from Sweeney Todd. And I basically spoke about it. I put the video on the website, on my research, I mean, and it was really interesting. This was one of my researches that I really enjoyed. The next one is Actor Showcase. Actor Showcase, this one I enjoyed as well. I talked about what an Actor Showcase is, which is like a little it's like a little showcase where actors get to have this platform to display their talent and their abilities to like industry professionals. And there's like casting directors, agents there, and if they like you, they'll take you on. And I got some of the actors to talk about their experience about their first showcase at Miskin, which was with Blake for our first actor showcase, where we had to look at and we had to perform pieces from Shakespeare for our drama school auditions. I also got two special guests on the research. I got Mercedes Odeyemi, who was an ex-Miskinner, and she is an actor and a model, and she's been doing really well since she's left Miskin. She's been on numerous music videos, numerous short films, loads of showcases, numerous plays, And she's just really had that platform to just give her all. And I put her acting showcase on my website. The next special guest was Maria Yaja, who is also called Kutu, which is her African name, and that is my cousin. She's an actor. She went to the Brit School, and she's been on a couple of plays, and she's been on like one or two showcases. I haven't got her video, but I added pictures. I just spoke about, you know, the what I see from the pictures, and how important and how sophisticated she looks in the pictures and stuff, which was really interesting. And yeah, and I also got actors to talk about the excitement for our upcoming showcase, which is the Sweeney Todd showcase, period. The next research is the Red String Theory. We love a bit of the Red String Theory. This one was really, it was interesting. It was really interesting to look at. The Red String Theory is a Chinese legend and folklore that is known for having an invisible thread at birth, and this thread connects to who you're going to meet in the future or who you're going to be with. I think this can be romantically and platonically, so that was really interesting to research. I also talked about our workshop that we did with Sky about the Red String Theory and kind of connecting it to the Sweeney Todd world, which was interesting. And the last research that I did was serial killers in London. Serial killers in London. So this research, I focused on the 18th century serial killers from the 19th century all the way to the 20th and the 21st. And I really wanted to look at how crime really changed a lot of people's lives and the way how London was. I feel like from the 18th century, it was more of like crimes that were not convicted as crimes in a sense. For example, people being accused of being witches and controlling the mind and manipulation. I feel like it got more intense during like the 19th upwards, where people were actually getting stabbed, people were dying unexpectedly, and it just really allowed me to understand like how much London has progressed in technology wise. You know, the killers that I researched about from the 18th and the 19th century, like if they were to do this now, they would not be getting away with it. And one specific person I believe that would probably be Jack the Ripper. I feel like if Jack the Ripper was doing all these hateful crimes in this century, God forbid, but if he was, I truly believe that he would have been caught. They would have been caught. But because how bad the technology was back in the day, and it wasn't even bad, the technology wasn't even there during those times, it was very, very, very bad. But that research, the research that we did was really, 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 really interesting. And I can't lie, I kind of got scared because I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? What am I researching? But honestly, it was really interesting to read. research. But let's move on to the next. Director's notes. Director's notes. One thing about director's notes that I kind of get upset about is the fact how I don't really have a lot of them. For this week, unfortunately, I don't have. I feel like this week we didn't really get to have a lot of. I don't really pick up on any director's notes, as we were more focused on our showcase and just drilling and going over our scenes and just doing whatnot and just having that independent research to just find stuff, you know, for ourselves to rehearse, you know. But I am a bit upset that I couldn't really pick some notes from directors. I could have wrote down more stuff that the directors were giving me and Michael notes on. But if I do remember and I find them on my book, on my notes, I would definitely put them on my on this weekly at the bottom of this podcast. The next is strength and areas for improvement. When are we there, guys? When are we at the end? Period. So strength and areas for improvement. I'll say strength. Strength this week. Strength this week, I would say I've been working at a really good level of just being focused and having those days where I just feel grounded, even when it was those days where everything felt off, I still allowed myself to work harder and find new things and grow more. Another strength I would say is my research and my time to work independently and productively with my coursework. You know, I allowed myself to really find new ways of making research fun, and I didn't really want to go back to the old ways of how I used to do research by just being boring and finding things so boring. So I was like, you know what, Ish, let's change it. Let's do fun life. Let's actually just make this course, this final major project, creative and fun and include things that I've never included before. So that was really interesting. Areas for improvement this week, number one. I'd say area for improvement would be to really allow myself to just, I think I need to work on my time management. I always say this, but I feel like my time management still needs to be fixed. I really need to go to bed earlier. I feel like when I go to bed late or do all-nighters, that's what, you know, makes me, you know, groggy and just tired, and by afternoon I'm trying so hard not to fall asleep. But it's a thing where I need to keep that balance of coursework and rehearsal, and just being able to find that healthy balance. The second area for improvement would be to, I would say it would be to, I think I need to project my voice more, like in the room, like giving my own opinions. I started doing that like 2 weeks ago, but I feel like I've dropped down this week and all I've done was just really listen and observe, but I really didn't take it in and speak my own truth and voice. So I really want to do that, and by doing that, you know, I just want to, you know, say anything that comes to my mind, even though it doesn't make sense, at least I'm voicing out my opinion. But yeah, we are finally at the end. We are here, the last part of the podcast, and this is a wave goodbye. I really enjoyed doing this podcast. I don't know if there's going to be another weekly, but if there is, I'm definitely going to do a podcast and see what happens then. But I think I've allowed myself to really just talk gibberish. Not only talk gibberish, but like talk a lot of things that I don't think I would have put on my written work. That's why I'm normally, you know, doing a bit of versatile babe by just doing written weeklies, video weeklies, and now a podcast weekly. So that is really fun. But yeah, I really enjoyed talking. I hope you guys really enjoyed it, and I will see you guys somewhat in the future or next week if there's another weekly. But yeah, anyways, good night guys, have a good day. Mwah.